And right now, joining us on the KRDO Newsline, we have a very special guest. I'd like you to introduce yourself. I didn't catch your name in the information that was going through emails that were bouncing around. So please introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi, my name's Mindy Linscombe, and I own Something New. It's a bridal and formal wear store here in Colorado Springs.
And this is not the first time we've talked to you, because we talked to you really relatively soon after the COVID-19 pandemic began, where you announced a very unique and special and thoughtful way to recognize those who are working on the front lines of this healthcare crisis. Tell us about that and where we stand right now.
Yeah, next Wednesday, July 29th, we're actually hosting an event called Brides Across America, and it is for military and first responder brides. So any brides that have been helping during COVID, any sort of service that they've been giving to our community and even our state of Colorado, because we're the only ones in Colorado doing this, they can come on Wednesday, July 29th, and get a free wedding dress.
Free? That is the best price of all. How are you able to do this?
We partner with an organization called Brides Across America, and they work with us, and people, we donate dresses, and also people can donate their wedding dresses to this organization. If it's in new condition and it's a good quality gown, they can donate their dress to this organization. And so they partner with local stores across the country, and we basically provide the service, the whole bridal experience of, you know, say yes to your dress, and then they get to pick out their wedding dress in our store that day. And it's pretty special. It's honestly one of the most amazing days to work, because you get to hear these incredible stories of families that have been helping other families, and then they walk out with a wedding dress that hopefully is a huge blessing for their wedding plans.
What made it so heartfelt for you to be able to reach out to these brides-to-be? Because, you know, a bride, picking a dress is a very daunting task. I mean, it's tough to find just the right dress, but then you also have to deal with the expense of it. So to go like this, to do something like this, really proves an organization is going above and beyond.
Yeah, well, I mean, I really feel like it's the least we can do for all these people that have been, honestly, even during this pandemic, sacrificing the safety of their own families, stepping out every day to make sure that all of our families are cared for. And even the military brides, normally we're not in a pandemic, so we do this annually, and we take care of our military brides too, because, you know, a lot of times they're deployed or doing these things. And honestly, it's such an easy way for us to say thank you, because we already have these dresses. We want to say thank you to them, and we love seeing their happy faces when they get to go plan their wedding.
And so how many dresses do you have to give away?
We have a lot. I mean, let's see, hundreds of dresses to give away, but it's more about the amount of appointments that we have available that day. So we take 35 brides, and it's kind of first come, first serve, and we do still have 10 spaces left. So I hope there's a military or first responder bride listening today that would like to give us a call and take one of those last spots.
And again, let's mention the price, because there is no price. That's the best part. It's free,
yes,
right?
It's totally free.
So how could they reach out to you, Mindy?
Yeah, the best way to do it is to call our store, 719-282-6500, or they could reach out to Brides Across America, and it's just a website, bridesacrossamerica.com, and they can register there and then set up their appointment through the website. So it's totally either way, but we are excited to help them and cannot wait to be there for them.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Mindy, if a bride, say, has had to put off a wedding but still knows they're going to be getting married just when all of this kind of, you know, it cools out, chills out, can they still take part?
Yes, there's no wedding date needed. You know, I know a lot of brides right now are kind of on the fence as far as when their actual day is going to be. So there's no date needed or required. Any future date is okay.
Okay, well, still some slots available. Make sure you give Mindy a call. Mindy Linscombe, just want to thank you for getting the word out and for what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.